This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the sun.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We are going to take a look at Obamacare, but we're going to do it in the next segment. We're going to take a look at the proposed changes, what happens at this point. We have some signals from the Democrats. They think they won. They're taunting the Republicans, said, goodbye. Well, I'm not so sure about that. We just had an election. And they're in such denial that Trump didn't win the election. They think the Republicans didn't win the election. They think the Russians rigged everything. They're believing their own nonsense. We have a majority of people in this country who want to see this gone. And it is a win to even move in that direction. We're going to talk about the details of this. And how far we have gone. Of course, they have left the structure in place in many regards, and we don't like that, but it's a good beginning, and at least they're getting some movement on that. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're also going to talk about the spying on Americans. Let's talk about that now, as a matter of fact. We had, and Leanne was talking about this, Rand Paul wants to know what they collected on him. And we have this article from Circa. President Obama's team sought NSA intelligence on thousands of Americans during the election. They got thousands of intelligence reports with unredacted names of U.S. residents during the 2016 election. Understand, this is political surveillance, folks. This is what makes this so insidious. They are collecting information on U.S. presidential candidates, the NSA, the National Security Agency. This agency that was created by an executive order by President Truman. They don't even have a charter like the CIA. And it came out during the Church Committee hearings and during the Pike House Committee hearings. They were looking at the NSA and the CIA because they knew at the time that they were spying on Americans in the 1970s. This is when they had the hearing. They had been spying on Americans from the very beginning. We were told, we're going to create these spy agencies, but don't worry. They're going to be used abroad. They're not going to be used on you. So they had these hearings. That's where you see the famous heart attack gun that they were passing around, talking about their assassination attempts. And, of course, there's some more news about that today. I don't know if that's true or not. Nevertheless, we do know the government does engage in assassinations that came out then. But that was the salacious part that they focused on. And they did that so that people wouldn't pay much attention to the fact that they were spying on Americans. But they were. And so they said, well, we're going to create the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that's going to prohibit you from surveilling American citizens unless they are engaged in activity with suspects abroad. And they created a so-called court, which is not a court at all. It has a single judge, and that's where they go to get their search warrants, and they don't get a specific search warrant. Remember in the Constitution, there's this quaint little idea that you will go before a judge and get a search warrant, and you'll be specific about who you're looking at, why you're looking at them, where you're going to look, what you expect to find, and then the judge is supposed to protect your privacy and look at that and say, okay, I have enough reason, all these different reasons, and all these, and I'll give you the ability to search for these particular things at this particular time and place on this particular person. Instead, now they go to the so-called court that is part of the FISA Act, and they get a search warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. And the secret court, the Star Chamber Court, of one person, puts out edicts that they say are modifying our Constitution as if there was anything left of the Constitution. But we're not allowed to know what these secret amendments to the Constitution are. This is the Orwellian, Kafkaesque world that they have created here. But even when they were having the Church and Pike Committee hearings, so they called in the NSA, they said, we'd like to see your, well, it wasn't a charter, but we'd like to see your executive order that created you. And the head of the NSA said, no, I'm not going to show it to you. You're just the Congress. I work for the president, as we saw Michael Hayden do. So this is the arrogance of these people. What did they collect? They collected intelligence on presidential candidates, on members of Congress, on journalists, on clergy, on lawyers, on federal judges, on doctors, and they did it as part of the election. This is a political police state. You have to understand where this is going to go. They're going to come after the politicians first. The politicians have the capability to stop this and expose this. They will be the first ones up against the wall by this police state if they don't.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. They hear them tied to the whipping post, and of course they have think that they've gotten Republicans tied to the whipping post, folks. They don't. They had yesterday, as they passed this change in the House of Representatives, a change to Obamacare. The Democrats started chanting "na na na na, hey hey, goodbye." They think they're going to be going, and they said, "Look, we put this bill out there, and based on what CNN and the mainstream media told the public, only 17% of the people supported it." Well, what a surprise! What a surprise. Wait till they see the changes. Wait till you stop beating them with a stick and you start offering them carrots. I think that's going to change things. You know, when people were being beaten with a stick of Obamacare, they were demanding that it be repealed, that it be ended, end this mandate, end these $1 trillion worth of taxes. This is supposed to make things more affordable. They put taxes on medical devices. They put taxes on health insurance. That doesn't make it more affordable. It destroys things to tax them. The Democrats don't get it. And, you know, they say, well, we've only got 17% support. Well, I don't know that's going to really affect Congress. Congress only has 17% support. The latest Real Clear Politics, where they take averages of polls, shows 18.9% support for Congress in general. And that ranges from 11 to 23% on the polls. So there is no more support for Congress as they are now than there is for Obamacare as they present it to people. But we're going to take a look at it. But, of course, Joe Biden, who seems to be positioning himself to run in 2020, comes out and says this was a day of shame in Congress. Millions of Americans will lose coverage. It's up to the Senate now, hoping for courage to return. Okay? It's not focused on making health care affordable. It is focused on coverage. And it was never, they never had it. They stole it. We keep telling you over and over again, the way that they paid for these subsidies for people is to sweep it out of Fannie and Freddie. They stole from investors. You can't support something like, eventually they're going to run out of the money from the Fannie and Freddie investors. They run out of other people's money. They can't have it when that happens. And now we see that it's got to move to the Senate. What are they going to do in the Senate? It was passed by a very narrow margin in the House, 217 to 213. And as I point out, Senate leaders now are saying, well, we don't know that we're really interested in doing this. We've got our own bill that we're going to do, and then it's going to come back as part of reconciliation. And in one way, that's good, because as part of the reconciliation process, it immediately does not have to do the 60-vote test. It only has to have 51 votes, and they have 52 Republicans who could pass this on their own, but they're going to have to agree to do something about it. And there's some questions as to whether or not they'll do anything about it. We saw back in March, we saw Lindsey Graham facing down a crowd after Paul Ryan's first attempt to do this, if it really was an attempt, failed. And Lindsey Graham came back, and he was being booed by the crowd, and he says, here's what I think should happen next. I think President should reach out to Democrats. I'd reach out to Democrats. Hey, Lindsey, the Democrats don't want anything changed with Obamacare. They love taxes. They love telling everybody what to do. You have to understand that there were so many different things that were wrong with health care to start with, even before Obama started making it far worse. 25 years ago, when I was working with the LP, and we were getting a slate of candidates to run in North Carolina, one of the candidates was a doctor. And he explained something to me that I never knew about. Thing called Certificate of Need. Any of you medical professionals out there probably know about this. If you want to open a private hospital in competition to the government hospitals that are owned and subsidized by the counties and so forth, if you want to do that, or even if you have a private hospital or a practice and you wanted to add something like an MRI machine at the time, you had to get a Certificate of Need. You had to apply to your competitor, the government, that was running the county hospitals, and you had to say, well, I'd like to buy another x-ray machine, or I'd like to buy this kind of machine or that. I'd like to expand my hospital. I would like to go into competition with you, county hospital. And they would say, well, you have to make a case that you're really needed, because we don't want you going into competition with us. And Hillary Clinton was telling everybody at the time, we've got to have a single payer because competition is making this too expensive. No, competition makes things less expensive. All of us who have had a real business know that. Barack Obama thinks that he's watching his business that he created 8 years ago be dismantled before his eyes. It wasn't a business. It's not a business when you hold a gun to somebody's head and you force them to buy protection. That's a racket. That's what the mafia does to real businessmen. They come into a neighborhood. They'd come into a small Italian neighborhood, and they'd hold a gun to your head and say, you need to pay us for insurance, for protection insurance. Protection from what? Protection from me, because I'm going to blow your head off if you don't give me money. And everything that the government does is a protection racket. So let's talk about some of the protection rackets that these people did here. It's in a sense, when you repeal some of this stuff, again, going back to experiences in North Carolina, one of the things that we talked about, I thought, well, okay, we talk about getting rid of the income tax completely, abolishing the income tax, abolishing the IRS. That's where we want to go. But let's come up with something that is along those lines. And so we decided, those of us who were putting together ads and putting together candidates, we said, let's do an ad. We can run it on cable. And we had a situation at the time, and it may still be the situation in North Carolina. We had sales tax on everything, including food. And so we did a little commercial where we had a bag of groceries, and we said the American Revolution, we had like some, you know, fife and drum corps music in the background. So the American Revolution was fought over a 3% tax on tea. Here in North Carolina, whatever the sales tax was at the time, 6, 7, 8%, I don't know. We have a 6% tax on everything that you eat. Have you had enough? Vote for us, we'll get rid of this. Just give them something. Give them something. And, you know, the interesting thing was the Democrats who owned that state at the time, because it took them 150 years getting Republicans in a majority after Reconstruction. That's the other thing. People don't want to talk about history. You don't want to talk about why the Democrats had a lock on the South for so long. It was the horrible things that were done under Reconstruction. But let's not talk about that in the schools. Let's not ever talk about Reconstruction. Let's keep that secret. But nevertheless, they eventually did get Republicans in there, and they did cut taxes on things. But at the time, the Speaker of the House, who was a Democrat, started talking. He heard that, and he started talking about how they were thinking about getting rid of the tax on food. And so I thought, oh, that's good. Maybe we'll at least get something like that done, raise awareness of the public. Well, we didn't win, and the talk about getting rid of that tax evaporated. They didn't do anything about that. But let's look at some of the taxes that were repealed from Obamacare. This is on the Drudge Report, and this is from the Americans for Tax Reform, I believe is the site. They had taxes. They had the individual mandate tax. You know, you don't pay, you don't buy this insurance from the people in the quantities and the things that they dictate to you, then you're going to get taxed from the IRS. Your employer will get taxed, okay? You had a tax on health savings accounts. So if you're doing a responsible thing and trying to set money aside to pay for emergencies, they would tax it. They would tax your flexible spending accounts. They would tax the chronic care tax. They would tax health insurance itself. They had a surtax on investment income, 3.8%. And people talk about that, but again, they don't talk about the massive theft. They call it a net asset sweep out of Fannie and Freddie, taking all the money out of that. And that's still being done. That has not been repealed by the Republicans or by Donald Trump. They had a tax on medical devices because, you know, this is going to make health care more affordable. So we do that by taxing health insurance, by taxing medical devices, by taxing prescription drugs, by taxing retiree prescription drugs and coverage. Altogether, you total this stuff up, it's about $1 trillion worth of taxes. So, yes, I would be happy to see the government cut $1 trillion in taxes. Good for them. I would like to see full repeal. I would like to get rid of the income tax. But if we can cut the tax rates, I'm all for that as well. So, yes, they still have the structure there. And if we look at the different things that are being done, we see the general pattern of things, which you're not going to really find in the establishment coverage of this, is that they're getting rid of the mandate. They're repealing it. They're saying, yes, we're going to have the insurance companies do pre-existing conditions, but if you let your coverage lapse for 63 days, you've got to pay a 30% surcharge for a year, things like that. It's still not insurance. Don't call it insurance. It is still some kind of an entitlement program. They're trying to keep this thin veneer of marketplaces there, but it is it's not. But nevertheless, they are moving this by taking away taxes on medical devices, health insurance, drug companies, health insurance plans, and so forth and so on, and offering you a tax credit if you buy it. So instead of forcing you to do this, punishing you to do this, they say, if you will buy health insurance, we're going to give you a tax credit. Understand, not a deduction. And here's the deal. If they really wanted to help you to make to afford your health care, they would have given you, at least they would have taken away the restrictions that they have in terms of even taking a tax deduction. First of all, if you don't take the standard deduction, you're not going to be able to deduct your medical expenses. If you have a lot of medical expenses and a home mortgage, then maybe you can get a itemized deduction. But then they're going to take away 10% of your adjusted gross income before you even get to deduct that. Then when you deduct that, let's say that you're in a 30% tax bracket, that means that if you had left $1,000 worth of medical expenses, you're only going to get $300 of, you know, $300 of that. So, you know, they keep cutting it. If they really wanted you to be able to afford health care, they would have let you pay for it before you send the taxes to them. But instead, they gave you more taxes. They gave you more mandates. They put taxes, hidden taxes, on medical devices and other things like that, and drugs and insurance. So they didn't want you to be able to afford taxes. It was about controlling you, making you dependent upon the government. And at least in this basic format, looking, not knowing all the details and not knowing what the Senate is going to do, at least what you have now is a tax credit of $2,000 if you're very young. If you're older, $4,000 because your rate's going to be high. That's a credit. The bottom line, that's a dollar-for-dollar deduction of your taxes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As a small business owner, you know that if you don't have satisfied customers, you don't have anything. At Vistaprint, we feel the same way about our customers, which is why we won't stop until you're absolutely satisfied with every business card you order. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. We're talking about 500 business cards you'll be proud to share starting at $9.99. Plus, you get even more for your money because we have a team available online or over the phone to help with any questions about your order. Our design specialist can help make sure your colors, fonts, and images look exactly how you want. That's how we can guarantee your satisfaction. And if you aren't satisfied for any reason, we'll make it right, even if it means reprinting your order. Give us a chance to treat you like you treat your customers. Head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards and complete satisfaction starting at just $9.99. Use promo code 7733 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7733.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself and InfoWarsLife.com today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I just got a message about the extended special. We've heard from Alex. He's extending these specials for just 72 hours more. We've extended it through the weekend as a thanks, but we are also running out of stock. We have run out of Super Male Vitality. We're about to run out of X2 and DNA Force, but we still have things like Brain Force, heavily discounted, 30% off. ProPure filters, 30% off. So take a look at the sales that are there. We do have some items, many items that are still available. Some items are about to sell out. Super Male has sold out, but we've extended that sale. There's many items on that list from 20 to 30-plus percent off discount that has been extended throughout the weekend. I want to play for you a clip, a highlight of the 30-hour broadcast we had with Alex Jones and Ron Paul, and we were just talking before about his son, Rand Paul, saying, I want to know if I'm one of the people that you've been collecting information on, because Obama relaxed the rules for the NSA, and of course, they had thousands of people who were involved in politics, people who were journalists and others, and this is politically based, folks. You have to understand this. I got something that I thought was kind of funny from Charlie Skelton. He's a reporter that covers Bilderberg for The Guardian, and I met him in Bilderberg. And I'll read that to you when we come back later. But let's play this clip here of Alex Jones and Ron Paul.
Let me bring this up to you. I don't know if you saw it, but it was in national news. I got the secret documents through Mike Cernovich that Google was spending millions of dollars to delist InfoWars, and they listed because I played clips of Ron Paul saying this is probably a false flag in Syria, and because I played Putin, and because I played some army colonels, and they said this is an example of fake news, so delist Alex Jones and have an army of trolls go out and start voting him down. Now, because we published the document 2 days later, they said, okay, rogue contractors did that. We're going to stop now. But it wasn't because you were fake news. They admitted in 2013, 2016 that the rebels got caught launching fake attacks. We had this rush to judgment. The British ambassador says it's clearly the rebels. It sets a precedent where the rebels can stage events, and then we rush to judgment. Your son helped lead the move in the Senate to not have a rush to judgment in 2013 and be Al-Qaeda/ISIS's Air Force. So we've now gotten to the point where I have a member of the Federal Reserve Board of New York suing me. I've been told shut up. I have George Soros' firm suing me. I have Dr. Corsi breaking that Obama looted $300 billion out of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac for Obamacare. I've been told shut up about that or we'll destroy you. So that's the type of stuff, the type of messages that I've got. Now, I know as a congressman, you probably got threats too, but I've never had it at this level. What do you make of that, and why do you think they were so scared of me? They listed playing Ron Paul clips.
Well, they're protecting the state, and they're protecting the deep state as well. Two individuals that went to prison that were in Congress for one major reason, they were both very, very strong anti-IRS and wrote books against it. And I think that was their major problem. And the same way, what we have developed here is sort of a fascist system. You know, the government doesn't own Google and all this social media, but they have control over it, and they've sold out to the government because they're collecting all the information. And the government doesn't collect this, but if we need it, Google will give it to us, and all these organizations, Facebook, they'll give it to them because they're exempt from any liability. The Congress gave them the exemption that you can't go in this. If somebody in social media has turned over your information, they're not liable. But the Congress gave them that. So it's a mixture of big business and big government, and it's a terrible thing, and there's big money involved that has nothing to do with helping the poor people or helping the middle class get medical care. It's power and it's control and it's the protection of the state, and that's why whistleblowers are the greatest enemies of this. You know, the truth becomes treason when you have an empire. We have an empire, so anybody who tells the truth, and it would be in relative levels, they're going to go after those individuals. So that's what we're up against. When I left the Congress this past time, I listed some of the concerns, and my number one concern was the destruction of the First Amendment to speak out, believing sincerely that if you and I still have the privilege, the right to speak out without the government coming down on us, that we could change the system because ideas have consequences and they're more powerful than armies. But our enemies, the opposition, understands this because if we can silence people, you know, we can silence those ideas. I don't think they can. Ideas can't be stopped by armies, and we know that. So I think the ideology is where the battle has to be, not with what Trump is going to do tomorrow. And what's the
I agree. And let me just say this in closing. I am very honored to be demonized like you have been over the years. I'm very honored to join that exclusive club.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
During our 30-plus hour live transmission in defense of free speech and in defense of the West, we have seen an absolute outpouring of support, of listeners spreading our articles and videos, and of people openly pledging to pray for our operation and pray for this country and this world to be set free from the bondage of the purely selfish, evil, satanic forces of globalism. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWars wouldn't exist without you. You are the InfoWar. The globalists want to destroy this outlet because they want to destroy a platform where the people can come together for sovereignty and for prosperity and for free market capitalism and for religious freedom and for the nation state. and for men and women and families and children that are all under assault. We have the Bill Nye the Science Guy, a 1990s program cutting out where they break down the X and Y chromosomes and what makes us human, men and women. Men and women now existing, and science is hurtful to someone else. This is the globalist using our well-meaning openness and our tolerance to get us to hate our species and give up on our life force. And the attacks calling us fake news by the fake news at CNN and others really show how sick these people are and how they're attempting to shut down free speech. So in the face of the Federal Reserve Board members suing us and George Soros' law firm launching the suit, and in the face of Google admittedly censoring us, it is we the people of every race, color, and creed who bleed red blood, the human race, that are fighting back and saying no. So again, during that 30-plus hour live transmission that kicked off Wednesday and ran right through Thursday, we saw massive, massive support, spreading the word, spreading the articles, and our free newsletters. We can stay in contact, infowars.com/newsletter. It's been amazing. And the financial support has been incredible as well. Again, we're not funded by George Soros. We're actually sued by his law firm. We're not funded by the big Islamic groups. We're actually sued by them. We're not empowered by the establishment. We are empowered by you, your prayers, your support, and your financial support. That's why I'm going to go ahead and extend some of the biggest sales we've had in 6 months right through this weekend, right through until Monday morning. We have a giant 30% off discount on ProPure King water filters, the big, nice tabletop stainless steel Rolls-Royce model that cuts out all the garbage but leaves the good minerals in. We've got 30% off our amazing nootropic. And of course, that's Brain Force. That's going to be selling out very, very soon. More's coming in the next few weeks, but I will keep that discounted until it sells out. That may come before Monday. 20% off our methylcobalamin pure organic vitamin B12 that's so amazing you take under the tongue. 20% off winter sun, the vitamin D3 that I take also in the summer as well, but it's essential in the winter because that's how you produce vitamin D mainly, is through the sun on your skin. Prostagard, an amazing formula, 20% off. 20% off Bio-PCA for the skin and the nails. And so much more. Biome Defense, the 25 billion cultures per pill, amazing, game-changing, tip of the spear, very best out there from our years of research from the top labs of a nutraceutical that is absolutely critical as a probiotic in your life. Then, of course, we have Living Defense Parasite Cleanse. That's 20% off. We have DNA Force that's back in stock for a limited time and much, much more. There's a lot of other specials. A lot of items have free shipping as well. If you sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off. You can sign up every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, every 6 months for it to automatically be shipped to you. And then you get an additional 10% off on every order. You can cancel anytime. All orders of $50 or more also get free shipping. So this is total free will, free association. If you resonate with our research, if you see how we're changing the world together, it's symbiotic, then get the high-quality nutraceuticals. Get the high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds. Get a Trump is my president shirt to trigger the anti-free speech globalist. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. But regardless of whether you financially support us or not, pray for us. Spread the word about InfoWars, because we can overcome the bots, the Google censors. We can overcome with human ingenuity their attempts to turn the U.S. and European Internet into something that resembles the communist Chinese censored Internet. So, again, thank you all for your support. Thank you to the crew that does such an amazing job during these marathon broadcasts. And thank you to everyone out there who is spreading the word, because what you're doing is changing the world. We've been growing. We've been changing the paradigm. We've been waking up millions of people. This is an animating contest of liberty, and you're about to see more reporters, more crew, new studios, more field reporters, more action, more victory against the globalists. Their ideology is twisted, evil, and weak. Our ideology is based in truth and honor and strength. And when good men and women of every color and every creed take action, nothing on earth can stop human development and our long march to the stars in God's great plan. So for myself, Alex Jones, and the InfoWars family, I want to thank you, because you are family. And I want to just again, thank God for all the blessings of creation and all the blessings of consciousness and my children and my family and the amazing tribulations and persecutions that God has carried me personally through. Thank you, God. Thank you for Christ, your Son. Thank you for the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you for humbling yourself and becoming one of us. You can experience what we're going through at our level. And thank you for forgiving us for the trespasses we've engaged in and not recognizing the incredible gift of consciousness you've given us. So, again, to God, thank you. To my family, thank you. To the listeners, thank you. And to my crew, thank you. I love you all.
All right, and that was Alex Jones. And, of course, as part of the 30-hour broadcast, we had a lot of guests. We played the interview just earlier of Alex talking to Ron Paul. Roger Stone is going to be doing the fourth hour, and Alex wanted to play one of the interviews that he had with Roger Stone as part of that 30-hour broadcast. Here's that interview between Alex Jones and Roger Stone.
How do we keep President Trump honest? I mean, look, we'd be idiots if we didn't say, thank God we got Gorsuch, thank God that they didn't get the Supreme Court, thank the good Lord above that we've got $300 billion in new jobs coming in and $3 trillion plus in the stock market, and China's respecting us again, and we're getting some better deals there, and all these new companies are coming back, on and on and on and on and on. I mean, the first 70 days were almost perfect. I was just like floating on a cloud. And 70 days in, I thought, oh, is that just a shill that Bannon's out? Clearly, the course changes. Now, who is advising the president? I know he hears a bunch of people and then he makes the decisions, but clearly course changed. Is that because the whole government was just blocking him, both parties? He couldn't get people in. There was a government revolt. We know the deep state did that. That's admitted. And then now he's having to compromise. Is that what's happening? Because I still see a lot of good he's doing, but you can see now that it's not a purist movement.
I think he's being willfully misled, Alex. Here's what I know. I've known Donald Trump for almost 40 years. And when he has all the information, he almost invariably makes the right decision. It is only when he does not have all the information, or the information that he's been given has been colored or altered or manipulated to give him a false impression, that mistakes are made. We know for a fact that every single one of his advisors urged him to send 150,000 ground troops, boots on the ground in Syria. And fortunately, there was one man in the White House who didn't like that idea. One man who said, no, that's a terrible public policy. No, we're not doing that. That man was Donald J. Trump. So my confidence continues to be with the president. And my opposition is to those who mislead him. I picked up today's New York Times today to read about Ivanka Trump's agenda for the next 4 years. Ivanka had an agenda? Who knew? I saw her at the convention. I thought she was terrific. I like her. I think she is terrific. But now suddenly she's unveiling an agenda. Who voted for Ivanka Trump? Who voted for Jared Kushner? Who voted for any of these globalists? And then we have news today that Richard Grenell, who no one, I think, fought harder and more effectively for Donald Trump. Grenell, a former diplomat under the Bush administration, but a guy who's come full circle, who understands the danger of the globalists, who has renounced the New World Order. He's openly gay. He was one of the most effective surrogates for Donald Trump. It was announced that he was the president's choice to be NATO ambassador. It would have been a superb nomination. We learned today that that appointment has been nixed by Rex Tillerson, and I am told that it is because he objects to the fact that Grenell, despite the fact that he is learned and distinguished and experienced, is openly gay. Now, that's not what I voted for, not me. I'm a libertarian. I don't care about your sexual orientation. I care about your philosophy and your experience and your qualifications. This is very disappointing. And making it even worse, Alex, is the people surrounding Secretary Tillerson, they're never Trumpers. The people telling him that he can't hire Grenell, a Trump loyalist, they're never Trumpers. This is a real blow to those who understand loyalty, to those who understand the quality and the character of Rick Grenell, a man who has earned this job, in my opinion.
All right, that was an excerpt from our 30-hour mega broadcast. That was Alex Jones talking to Roger Stone. Roger's going to be taking over the broadcast for the fourth hour. I want to go back to what I was talking about earlier in the hour about the surveillance that is now being released. And, of course, we see this news coming out all the time. Are people getting inoculated against this? We've had some more WikiLeaks documents coming out talking about today. Archimedes is the latest group of revelations that we've seen from WikiLeaks. It's a tool used by the CIA to attack a computer inside a local area network, typically what you would have in your office, for example. It allows redirecting of traffic from the target computer inside the LAN through a computer infected with the malware controlled by the CIA. This technique is used by the CIA to redirect the target's computer's web browser to an exploitation server while appearing to be a normal browsing session. So it doesn't matter whether it's your television set that they're taking over, turning on your Samsung so they can watch and record everything that you're doing, or whether they're hacking into your computers. We're looking at these hacking tools that are being exposed by WikiLeaks. Are people being anesthetized to this? Certainly the CIA isn't. The CIA is not being anesthetized to this. The CIA is angry and embarrassed, but I guess they don't realize that the American public in general doesn't seem to care that we have a government that is looking at everything that we're doing. You ought to care. And the politicians who can stop this, even if the public doesn't know enough to care about where this is all headed, the people who need to stop this are the politicians. I haven't heard anybody complain about this except for Rand Paul. And, of course, what he's complaining about is this newest revelation, and it was on Drudge earlier today, about Circa exposing the fact that we have thousands of intelligence reports with unredacted names. Remember when it was a big deal, and it was a big deal, that members of the Trump administration, they were passing around information that they'd collected on people, and they said, you didn't redact those names. You are supposed to redact those names if you incidentally collect information on American citizens as part of your foreign spying that we authorize you to do, if you incidentally collect information on people and they're not part of a criminal investigation, you have an obligation to keep that information private. They don't care. They passed around unredacted names. And, of course, this is the Obama administration, the same people who were out there trying to silence anybody who disagrees with them with censorship. And as they're talking about this, they're asking, they reveal this, they talk about the program, the fact that there's thousands of names out there that were unredacted. It was made available this week by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. This isn't something that was put out there by a whistleblower. This isn't something that was put out there by WikiLeaks, for example. This is actually a positive sign, I think, in the sense that it was put out by the Office of National Intelligence, because perhaps, and I'm just trying to read between the lines and being as optimistic as I can, perhaps people in the Trump administration realize that this is now a tool of political oppression. This is the way that our intelligence agency is being used. We know that the IRS is being used that way. The IRS has been designed to be used that way and was used that way for decades. That was one of the charges against Richard Nixon, was that he wanted to use the IRS against his political enemies. The problem was, for Richard Nixon, that the then director of the IRS had enough integrity to tell people about it, or maybe he just didn't like Richard Nixon, exposed him that way. Maybe he was spying on people for the Democrats, but he didn't want to do it for the Republicans. I don't know. But whatever. He didn't do it. He turned the list over. It was one of the articles of impeachment. But for Obama, the guy who's still there, was engaging in political activity against Tea Party groups and so forth and so on. But they're still there. The people who did it for Obama, they did it. They got away with it. Obama didn't get impeached. Those people are still there in the Trump administration for the most part. Obama loosened privacy protections, they say. And, of course, a court affirmed his order. It's a baloney court. The FISA is nothing to do with a court. The only court that it resembles is the Star Chamber court that we had the Bill of Rights and the Magna Carta to stop from ever happening again. But nobody knows their history, so they don't care. They allow this kind of stuff to happen. And you have to understand that this is purely political when they're doing this to, as they point out, journalists, clergy, lawyers, federal judge, doctors, presidential candidates, and members of Congress like Rand Paul. It's political, folks. We all know that it's there, and it has to be stopped. And so they're asking, this news organization that put these couple of articles out, they're asking President Trump to declassify this data, to put this out there. Rand Paul has asked for this as well. We need to expose this so that we can stop it. It's almost kind of a joke. You know, I alluded to this earlier. I got a communication from Charlie Skelton. He's a reporter for The Guardian. I met him at Bilderberg a couple of years ago. My wife and I met him. And so he sent a nice note. And then he put at the end of it, he's kind of a comedian. Actually, he was a comedian for a while. I realize it's a bit weird to say hi like this in a medium that's pathetically transparent to government and other surveillance. But hey, what can you do? And to the people who are reading this, really, you need to get a life. I'm just saying. Hello to a fellow journalist I met in Copenhagen a couple of years ago, and for what it's worth, InfoWars isn't the problem, but you already know that, don't you? You're just doing your job. You got assigned to do this. I know. The thing is, when you joined up, is this what you imagined your job would be, snooping in on private communications between two law-abiding gentlemen? It's not too late to quit. You can become an artist, a potter. You can open a burger joint. You know, you got a flair with food. Your town needs a boutique burger restaurant. Come on, follow your dreams. I do stuff like that to my wife. I'll talk to her, and then I'll leave a little note there to the NSA or whoever, whatever government snoop is listening to that. Alex has done stuff like that to me when he sent me messages. We know you're listening. We're journalists. We cover these. We're paying attention. We're trying to get the American public to know that you're listening to us. We're trying to get the American public to pay attention. And we're trying to get the politicians to pay attention. Because as Donald Trump hopefully knows by now, this is a political weapon. This is a weapon to be used against the populace, but it will be used first and foremost, as we've always said, against the politicians. They will be the ones up against the wall first. The people who have the power to change this, the current Congress, the current president, are the ones that are going to be the victims of this if they don't do it. They need to do it for everybody. You've seen it used against yourself. You need to do this for yourself, for everyone in America. Stand up for the Bill of Rights. Stand up for our privacy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared, and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow. tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Roger Stone. He'll be doing the fourth hour for us today. I want to take a look at where this change in Obamacare is headed after it passed the House. Of course, Donald Trump has signaled his intention to sign it, but the hitch here is in the Senate. And as I said before, I want to see this whole structure, this framework of mandates taken down. But I think they've made some good steps in that direction. And like I said, I want to see the income tax abolished, but I would also applaud if somebody cuts the tax rates significantly. So we have to be willing to take the changes as we can get them and continue to talk about where we really need to be. And understand, as I pointed out before, that there's so many things like certificates of need that the government had put in place even before they got involved directly in healthcare with mandates, with additional taxes, you know, to make it more affordable. You know, it always makes things more affordable when you put heavy taxes on it, right? That's the logic of the Democrats. So let's take those taxes off. Let's try to make a few moves towards an open marketplace. Let's take away the powers of the HHS dictator. We don't need a health czar in Washington. That's one of the things that's still there that really concerns me. They're looking at that as a tool of reform. That's a very dangerous thing. That's like Boromir putting on the Ring of Power in Lord of the Rings and thinking that's going to work out. But let's take a look at what the Senate is going to do now. We've got an article from Politico saying the Senate GOP is rejecting the House Obamacare bill. As we see from Lindsey Graham, he says, like y'all, I'm still waiting to see if it's a boy or a girl. Yeah, Lindsey, we know. We're still waiting to find out what you are. Or let us know when you make up your mind. Anyway, we have another quote from Bob Corker who says, I turned the volume off some time ago, and I have no idea what the House is passing. He really doesn't care. And we know all about Bob Corker. We've had Jerome Corsi talk about the way that this is funded, stealing from investors. And he did an article specifically about Bob Corker. He did this back on April 19th. He said, a GOP senator gets rich blocking Obamacare repeals. And he was talking about you, Bob Corker. And this is the same guy who says, I have no idea what the House passed. He says, I turned off the volume a long time. He just doesn't care. He doesn't want it to pass. He's making money off of this. And that's the way it is with a lot of these people. Meanwhile, we got another GOP senator. And this is very important, too, because, folks, with a reconciliation process, they need 51 votes. There's only 52 Republicans. And if we got people like Bob Corker, who's getting rich off of blocking Obamacare, and if we got people like Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, saying the Senate plan to repeal and replace Obamacare must pass the Jimmy Kimmel test. Does that mean it has to have a lot of BS added to it? A lot of propaganda? Because that's what Jimmy Kimmel was doing. And, of course, it's not just a GOP senator saying we got to have the Jimmy Kimmel test. And, of course, he's referring to the fact that Jimmy Kimmel got on television, tearfully talked about the severe health issue, the emergency open heart surgery that needed to be performed on his newborn child, and then tried to spin that into a case for Obamacare. And, of course, Obama jumped on that the next day. Obama turns Jimmy Kimmel's story about his 10-day-old son's open-heart surgery into an Obamacare plug. Yeah, just getting on television. This is where they are. They have to get people. They can't win the narrative with facts and with debate. So what they do is they get late-night talk show comedians to push their agenda now. People like Colbert, people like Jimmy Kimmel, talking about the heart disease. And the Daily Wire had a couple of good articles that came back, some tweets and quotes from Ben Shapiro, who, interestingly enough, had a child. He had a daughter who had to have the same surgery, had it at the same hospital with the same doctor. It was a private charity hospital that does pay for this if people don't have any insurance. And if you had insurance, it wouldn't have been excluded with a pre-existing condition. They call total BS on what Jimmy Kimmel did. But of course, if you're in Venezuela, you can't even get food, let alone open heart surgery. That's where socialism leads. Stay with us. Roger Stone is going to be joining us in the next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.